Achilles left the pyre and lay down, spent. And sweet sleep overtook him at a bound. But when the rest returned round Agamemnon, voices and trampling feet awoke the sleeper. Up he sat, then spoke out, "Son of Atreus, noblemen of Achaea's host, begin by wetting down the pyre with tawny wine to quench whatever fire hangs on. Then come, we'll comb the ashes for Patroclus's bones. They will be easy to pick out. He lay alone in the pyre's middle, and the rest were burnt apart from him, around the edge, all jumbled in no order, men and horses. Then we'll pack his bones in a golden urn with sheep fat in a double fold to keep until I too go hid in undergloom. No heavy labor at a heavy tomb, I ask, only a fitting one. In due course, build it wide and high, you who are left behind me in the long ships of the oarsmen." They did his will, dampened the pyre with wine in every part where flame had licked its way and a bed of ashes fallen. Shedding tears for their mild-hearted friend, they gathered up his bones into a golden urn and added a double fold of fat. Then, within doors, they set the urn and veiled it with fine linen. Next, they drew a circle for a mound around the pyre and laid stones on the line and made a mound of earth. When they had done, they were all ready to be gone, but now Achilles held the troops upon the spot and seated them, forming a wide arena. Prizes out of the ships, cauldrons and tripods, horses and mules and oxen he supplied, and softly belted girls and hoary iron. First for charioteers he set the prizes, a girl adept at gentle handicraft to be taken by the winner, and a tripod holding 26 quarts with handle rings. For the runner-up he offered a 6-year-old unbroken mare, big with a mule foal. For third prize, a fine cauldron of 4 gallons, never scorched, bright as on casting day, and for the fourth, 2 measured bars of gold. For fifth, a new 2-handled bowl. He stood erect and spoke to all the Argives. "Son of Atreus, soldiers of Achaea, these rewards await the charioteers in this arena. If our competition were held in honor of another man, I'd carry off the first prize in this race. You know how far my team outpoints the rest in form and breeding, being divine. Poseidon gave them to Peleus, he in turn to me, but I am out of it. So are my horses. Now they have lost their splendid charioteer, the kind man who so often glossed their manes with oil when they had scrubbed their bodies down. Now where they stand, they droop their heads for him, their manes brushing the ground and grieve at heart. Get ready, any others of the army confident in your teams and rugged cars.